Go back for a minute to explore Rav Hirsch on Ahavas Hashem Elokeichem La'avdo B'chol Levavchem V'chol Nafshechem. He explains Ahava and Avoda. Love and service are meant to be done B'chol Levavchem V'chol Nafshechem. That means we should devote and if need be surrender to Hashem. That's Ahava. All of our thoughts and all of our emotions, all of our desires and achievements. Ahava is a surrendering of self to other. And we should also do Hashem's will with all of our lev and our nefesh. And with His will, we'll also shape our lev and nefesh. But he goes further and says, La'avdo ba has two separate meanings. In one sense, it means to do another's will with regard to something, to care for it and to arrange it according to their will. In the second sense, it means to do another's will by means of something, to use it as a means to accomplish the purpose of the other person's desires. So in the first sense, lo'avdo b'chol levavchem is accomplished by tefillah. Why? Because when we daven, we fashion our heart in accordance with Hashem's will, and therefore we serve Him. And this is what Chazal mean when they say, eze aveda shebelev havei omen ze tefillah. What is service of the heart? This is tefillah. there are numerous psukim that equate tefillah with avoda. Tikkun tefilasi keteres lefanecha maskapei min chasarev, etc. And therefore he explains as follows. The concept of tefillah is that the mispalel works on refining their inner self. The one who's davening infuses their heart with divine truths which enlighten and ennoble their heart. This is a famous idea in Rav Hirsch's worldview. It says in Bereishis, the word hispalel in the reflexive. The purpose of tefillah is to elevate a person's thoughts and emotions and will so it becomes worthy of Hashem's closeness and kindness. And therefore the purpose of tefillah is the same as a korban, it's or voda. Why? Because these things are accomplished by the symbolic procedures of a korban, where you nullify your mind and your will. Of the person that thinks as his own master. You think you're your own master? But what are we doing instead? We integrate our whole being into the sphere of the guiding force of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Torah. And all of these things ultimately shape our inner being. Tefillah is a mitzvah d'oraisa in a very general way. But when we daven three times a day, that's midrabanan. But the purpose of it is to create a sense of that which is constant in our lives, in our day. Goes all the way back to Daniel. It corresponds to the korbanos. So the point here is that when we daven, we're striving with our whole being towards the lofty goals set by the Torah. We're holding fast to those goals. We devote all of our spiritual and physical powers and assets to purify the purifying life, giving fire of Torah, to sustain everything on earth. And we're shaping everything earthly with Hashem's approval. And therefore, tefillah is this internal motion towards Hashem. It's something that's meant to penetrate our core. It's drawing close to Hashem through this process of Avodah Shebalev. There's nothing more incredible, there's nothing more life-giving than that. It's a lifetime of work, but it starts now.